The study of Chitas, part 3, how it is to be studied, and the correct times, and making it up if one missed a session. In a letter in Igros Kodesh, volume 4, the Rebbe was addressed the following question regarding whether there is any set order in how to learn Chitas, whether it should be first Chumash, then Tehillim and Tanya, or it doesn't matter, to which the Rebbe replied that there is no set order of learning Chitas, and one does not need to be particular to first do Chumash and then Tehillim and then Tanya, and rather may do whichever order one chooses. Obviously, as with all learning of Torah, the words of the Chumash, Tehillim and Tanya must be verbalized by the mouth. Nonetheless, the Rebbe did write that a person who unfortunately is mute and unable to speak, then he should nevertheless try to learn the daily Chitas at least in his thoughts. Now, regarding how important it is to understand what one is saying, should you learn Chitas or should you pray or recite Chitas? So though in general the rule regarding the oral Torah is that one does not fulfill his obligation of learning unless he understands its content, nonetheless, regarding the recital of Chitas, this is not the case. And rather, one fulfills the mitzvah even if he does not understand its content. And the reason for this is, says the Rebbe, is because this daily cycle of learning is something that is relevant to the essence of one's very life. And therefore, just like one fulfills the mitzvah of learning Chumash and saying Tehillim in it, even if he does not understand what he is saying, so too it is regarding the learning of Tanya. Meaning that just like Tehillim and Chumash, which are Torah Shebichsav, the ruling in Shulchan Aruch is that even if you don't understand it, you're Yaitzeh, and it's only by Torah Shebal Peh in which you need to understand it, the Rebbe says that even Tanya, which is technically part of Torah Shebal Peh, is fulfilled by simply reading it even if you don't understand it, as this is something above intellect and reaches to the essence of one's soul. And from this we can understand that even if you're pressed for time, you don't have enough time to properly study the entire Chitas with understanding it, it's better that you do it without understanding than to not do it at all, as you are still fulfilling the Takana by simply reading the words. Likewise, even those who don't understand Hebrew still fulfill the Chitas cycle by simply reading the words, even if they don't understand them. We will now discuss the question of when should the Chitas cycle be studied? So first off, the Rebbe explains that the Chitas learning must be done every single day, and you can't push it off initially for another day, meaning you can't proceed to learn many days worth of Chitas in day one, and you can't initially skip days in order to make it up days later, as every single day's learning belongs to that specific day. Accordingly, the Rebbe answered to an individual that the recital of Shanai Mikra and Erev Shabbos cannot take the place of learning of the daily Chumash, and that even on Shabbos and Yontif, one is to learn the daily Chitas, including Tehillim. Now, regarding the night time and as to whether the night is considered, as is the Hebrew date, the next day's Chitas, or the night is considered still part of the previous day's Chitas. So the Rebbe addressed this on a number of occasions. And the following is a summary of what comes out of all of his references to this topic. The Rebbe clearly stated that the night is considered to follow the previous day, just like Kachin, that the Evarim, the limbs of the Karbanis that were brought during the day were offered at night. So too, the night follows that its day, its previous day. So meaning the night of the 20th of Menachem Av, its Chitas belongs to the 19th of Menachem Av, and not to the 20th. So therefore, it does not work to do Chitas at night for the next day, as every single day you're supposed to do that day's Chitas, and the night time still belongs to the previous day, meaning that same day that it was in the morning, and not to the next day. Nonetheless, notwithstanding that, the Rebbe stated that one should not initially push off the learning of Chitas till night time. This applies not only to Tehillim, which cannot be recited at night until midnight, but even to Chumash and Tanya, as the night time is considered like a tashlum, a makeup of the Chitas, and not the original Takana. Thus, to summarize, initially Chitas is to be learned specifically during daytime hours. If you didn't manage to do the Chitas during the daytime, then you make it up at night, delaying the saying of Tehillim until after midnight, while Chumash and Tanya can be done even past midnight until daybreak, and one should never learn the next day's Chitas the previous night. Now let's discuss during daytime when the proper time during daytime is to study Chitas. So let's begin with Tehillim. The Rebbe stated that Tehillim is not to be recited before davening, as that is a separate concept from the Takana. And the Takana of reciting the daily Tehillim is specifically to take place after davening. and initially it is to take place immediately after the Shacharis prayer. If one cannot recite the Tehillim at that time right after Shacharis, then the Rebbe stated it may be recited throughout the day until sunset or nightfall. Nonetheless, even in such a case, the Rebbe suggested one should at the very least try to begin saying the Tehillim, meaning to say one kapitel, immediately after Shacharis, and then finish it throughout the day. One who cannot say it until nightfall is to wait until midnight to say it or say it the next day. Regarding Chumash and Tanya and when during the daytime it is to be learned. So the Rebbe stated that it is best to learn Chumash and Tanya in close proximity to the prayers of Shacharis, and in the best scenario should take place immediately afterwards. In the event that one could not do so, then it can be made up throughout the day and even the night after, as we already mentioned. To note, however, that many are accustomed to learn Tanya before davening, and the Chumash they do after davening. Nonetheless, in truth, you can also do the Chumash before davening if you wish. Now, regarding making up the Chita cycle if one missed one day a night, meaning he didn't do it during the daytime and also the nighttime after he didn't make it up. So the Rebbe stated that if the day was missed, we don't say that it was lost, and rather you can still make it up even later on, even many days later, throughout the week. Even though this is not the initial takana, nonetheless, making it up is feasible. And the following order was suggested by the Rebbe to be followed in such a case when you're making up missed chitas days. One should first learn the chitas of the previous days, and only then learn that day's cycle, in order to benefit from learning the material in the proper order.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.